preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
1-866-405-8405. It's Animal Radio, Animal Radio Network. I'm Hal.
I'm Judy.
And who's this?
Hi, this is Ophelia from Los Angeles.
Is that a flower?
I don't think so. It's the name of Hamlet's character.
Oh, Hamlet's character. Okay, there you go. I just don't read enough Hamlet.
No, you don't.
That's right. I kind of missed that part of high school. But a beautiful name, nonetheless. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have a question. I have a 2-year-old American Eskimo.
Uh-huh.
And approximately about 6 months ago, I started noticing that the pigmentation in his nose was fading. So now he's got, like, pink coloration on his nose.
Is that a problem, Judy? Is that, or does that normally happen?
You know, it happens a lot. It's not really too much to be concerned about. A lot of dogs have this inherent disease where it usually happens around 2 years of age.
It's a disease?
It is a disease, but it usually doesn't cause any problems. Normally, it's in some of the bigger dogs, German Shepherds, Newfoundlands, Dobermans, Rottweilers. You'll see a lot of this in. And, you know, it really varies. Some dogs lose the pigment in their nose during the winter season. But it comes back during the summer.
Well, but you're in California, is that correct?
Yes.
That's correct.
So there is no winter season.
No winter there.
No.
Do you know what snow is? I'm just checking.
Not really.
Okay. So should she worry about this?
Well, you know, sometimes it's caused by allergies, such as do you use like a plastic bowl for your dog food?
I think we were, but right now we have a steel.
Uh-huh. Because sometimes they're allergic to their plastic, and when their nose makes contact and stuff, it can cause an allergy and it can cause the color to go away.
But not the case here.
No, not the case. In the summer, you definitely want to put sunscreen on him. Because that pink can really get sunburned and cause a lot of problems. So,
do they make a sunscreen for animals, or is it just regular sunscreen?
It's just regular sunscreen. You can put human sunscreen on his nose, and, you know, I still always advise everyone, go to the vet. You know, just to make sure. But, you know, if there's no lesions or anything like that, chances are it's a normal reaction and stuff. But, you know, I'd sleep better at night if you go and have him checked out by your vet.
Well, I did try the sunscreen, and he just won't keep it on. He'll run into his house, and he'll just rub it off.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I don't know what the solution for that is. We'll have to work on that one there.
Yeah.
He just rubs it off on what, the furniture?
His pillow.
On his pillow.
Doesn't like sunscreen. That, yeah.
Maybe a different kind of sunscreen. Maybe he doesn't like the smell, perhaps?
I was thinking that maybe the one I was using was too oily.
Try
like a lotion or something that you can rub in, and then you can get most of it in before he has a chance to either lick it off or rub it off.
Yeah, if you could rub it in, one of those that gets absorbed in fairly fast.
Yeah, like a high SP, you know, what they call SPF of like 45 or something like that.
Okay. I have a question. Someone told me that it may be related to the fact that I haven't fixed them yet.
No. No, but, you know, that is unrelated. But if he is, you said, 2 years old, I would definitely recommend having him neutered.
Okay. Is there a reason why you haven't had him fixed yet?
Well,
honestly, you can be honest. It's old Hal and Judy here with you.
Well, I just was concerned about maybe that causing them some harm or
actually, you know, pain. That spaying and neutering your animals not only prevents them from harm, but actually it works on different levels. First of all, any kind of uterine or hormonal prostate cancers usually are eliminated if this is done early enough. And also, if your dog isn't in heat and isn't running around in the neighborhood looking to get a little, chances are it will stay healthier.
And he can live longer also.
Yeah, you can live longer too. So I'm going to encourage you to go out and take care of that.
Yeah. We're actually going to do that probably this year just because he has gotten a little crazy on me.
You know guys, and they get crazy when those hormones are out of control.
Exactly.
That's not going to help his nose turn black, but it'll help him on so many other levels.
Okay, I agree.
Very good, very good. We're going to hook you up with something from the prize closet here. We don't know what yet. I'll let you and Judy roam through the prize closet and pick something out for your dog and yourself, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much for calling. Love your name. 1-866-405-8405.
This is Animal Radio.
Network.
And it's time for your Animal Radio Network, Animal Radio Reality Check, and Annie Bruce. Hey, Annie.
Hey, Hal.
How you doing?
Okay, I can't believe that you're calling me for a reality check.
Yeah, I am. Because, you see, I find out how crazy you are, then I come back to reality.
Oh, I get it now. That makes sense now.
Yeah, okay. Calling you in beautiful Boulder, Colorado today. What's it like there?
It's beautiful. It always is here, though.
Whether it's beautiful or not, whether it's raining or...
Right, whether it's raining, snowing.
That's why Mork and Mindy live there. So what are we yapping about today?
I was thinking about, because 4th of July is coming up, that lost cats.
Ooh, lost cats.
Lost cats. It's not maybe necessarily that they're lost, but maybe that they're frightened and...
Disappeared.
Yeah, and disappear.
Well, everybody's cat disappears once or twice, and you freak out. Your heart's beating, and you panic. Probably not what you should do.
That's correct, but it's hard not to do it. And I heard that your cat Nike got out the other day.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
yes.
But he came banging on the back door, right?
Yes, he did. He was looking at me through the window going, let me in.
Yes. Please,
please.
So instead of freaking out, Annie, what should we be doing?
Remain calm, remain positive, and keep the faith, because actually one point in my life, I lost a cat, and he didn't come back for 13 months.
13
wow.
months?
Yeah.
And finally showed up.
He showed up on the back porch after 13 months, right before I was getting married, like a couple months before.
Tell you to stop.
I think that's it.
And you did it. You got married anyway, didn't you? See, we should learn something from our pets.
Yes. He tried to give me a warning. But it's funny because he did show up acting like he hadn't been gone a day. But,
yeah. A boy cat, right?
Yeah, a boy cat. Well, let's talk about prevention first, because hopefully most people out there are sitting listening and have their cat in their lap and the cat's not lost right now.
Uh-huh.
For prevention, get your cat microchipped, and I prefer also getting a tattoo. And some people keep collars on their cats all the time. Some people put collars on their cats only when they go outside.
Uh-huh.
But any identification can alert the authorities or your neighbors that this cat is not just lost, but he belongs to somebody.
And that tattoo's on the cat, not on you.
Yes.
Yeah. Wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, get a picture of a tattoo of your cat on your body.
Yeah, there is a national tattoo registry. It's a tattoo a pet, and you can reach them at 1-800-TATTOOS. But with cats, typically they get tattooed in the ear if they're not show cats. And that way you can tell right away that the cat is yours, at least. Because when I lost my cat, Sam, a few years ago for 5 days, I would visit the shelter every day. And I found that owning black cats, that they actually all look the same. And I'd go to the shelter and I'd look at each cat and I'd say, Sam, is that you? So I got all my cats tattooed in their ear.
Are you sure the cat that showed up after 13 months was yours?
Yes, because he had this ulcer on his left arm that never healed, and he had this unusual split in his right ear. And my mother verified it, too. She goes, Simon's on the back porch. And there was absolutely no doubt that cat was Simon.
Okay.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Okay, so we got a little ounce of prevention there. What next?
Tell your neighbors that you own cats. I tell my neighbors my cats aren't allowed in other people's yards, and if they see them roaming, to let me know.
Uh-huh.
I take them on supervised walks. This gets the cat used to my house, where it's situated, all the bushes they can hide under, where they can hide in case they do get out, because, you know, I'm married to this blues musician.
I'm sorry.
Is it crackling again?
No, he's apologizing for your marriage.
Oh, yes, I'm married to this blues musician, thank you. I'm sorry, too, sometimes, because when the band used to practice here, they wouldn't pay attention, and they would, one night, Mr. Lincoln got out, and he was very new. He had only been with me for a month, and I kind of freaked out, and then I wouldn't let the band play here or practice here for the next 3 years. So that's okay.
And that was the end of Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, I was so angry. But finally, I ended up taking Lincoln on supervised walks, like I do all my cats. and they get to know the area, and any one of them gets out, at least around the house, I know there's a really high percentage chance that they're going to just come back banging on the back door saying, please let me in.
Mm-hmm.
I also keep pictures of my cats just in case they were to get lost, and I have pictures on hand to show the shelters or my neighbors.
Okay, so we have a few minutes left. Tell us what happens. You're looking around.
Now,
you don't find the cat.
Right.
You're
look
freaking.
At your home first.
Okay.
A lot of times the cat may just be terrified. One time Marvin ended up down in the basement, underneath the last step in the basement. And we looked for hours for him, but he got spooked by something, decided to hide for hours, and he was actually inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I find if a cat's really lost near the home, he's not really lost. He's either stuck somewhere,
mm-hmm.
somebody's got a hold of him, or he got terribly, terribly frightened, and he's actually hiding inside
yes.
the house.
In our case, they're stuck in the prize closet eating all the cat prizes.
But the thing to do is act fast, because that way he's closer to home, more chance you have of getting him. And what I do is I make a report out right away with the animal shelter. I go down there, file a missing cat report, and I check for myself all the cats in the shelter, because you can't check on the phone with someone. They may say there's a black male cat here, and come to find out it's really female.
Yeah, and remember, nobody cares more than you do.
Yes, you're right. You're right. You're going to be the one that... And hopefully you will be able to recognize them more than I do.
Yeah.
Aren't most lost cats found within a block or two of the home? They usually don't go very far. They usually hide somewhere within a block or so.
You know, I couldn't find any real statistics on that, but I believe that's true. I believe mm-hmm. that if you've lost them at home, like the time I lost my cat Sam, we were out fishing three miles away. That's not a good thing to do. So prevention is don't take your cat out fishing and then turn your back on him.
Yeah.
Because I did that, and it only took a few seconds for Sam to slip out of his harness, wander away, and he was gone 5 days, and that was the worst 5 days of my life.
And if you're traveling across the country and you stop at, like, an exit or a rest area,
yes.
be careful, because you don't want to lose your animal there.
In fact, when I stop at a rest area, even if I've got a harness on my cat, I keep my hands on the cat, because that traffic going by, if he bolts, it's going to be very, very difficult to get a hold of him again.
And they're like Houdinis. They can wiggle and twist and get out of those harnesses in a second.
Those cats.
Very good, Annie Bruce. And the website. What is that website again?
GoodCatsWearBlack.com.
There's your Animal Radio Network reality check at least once a month with our frantic Annie Bruce. We love you so much.
Coming up, another woman that we love a lot, Julia Barr from All My Children.
Brooke English.
I love that program. I used to watch it all the time.
Guilty here, too.
This is Animal Radio
Network. What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last,
a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Every once in a while, there comes along a special group of animal lovers that stands strongly in defense of the voiceless. Animal People is that newspaper for people who really care about the animals. Animal People's published 10 times yearly. The publisher is a nonprofit corporation dedicated to exposing the existence of cruelty to animals and to informing and educating you so that animal lovers worldwide can eliminate such cruelty. Your subscription is $24 a year. Get Animal People's fair and accurate investigative reporting from the industry watchdog. Visit our website at www.animalpeoplenews.org. That's www.animalpeoplenews.org to subscribe to the news for people who care about animals. Animal People. Subscribe today at www.animalpeoplenews.org.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
I'm talking about my dog Chance and what a great product Comfort Zone has been. He had a lot of severe anxiety, separation problems. He redecorated my house several times for me when I had left him alone. Through a friend who gave me as a gift Comfort Zone, I started using it about 9 months ago. At one point, I ran out of it for a month, and I saw a definite change in his personality right away. He's a small terrier-type dog, and he has a high energy level. Without it, he just is out of control. He can't seem to control himself. I work nights, and I had hoped that I would be able to leave Chance by himself. Before I got Comfort Zone, that was totally impossible. He had even jumped through one of the windows in my home and came down to where I work. After using Comfort Zone, I'm able to leave him in the evenings. He's a very much calmer dog. Even in the daytime, he's more relaxed. It's a godsend. I don't know what we would do without it. I think it's a great product, and it's really changed our lives. Comfort Zone is a godsend for us.
Do not adjust your station. That's not static. It's a dozen dogs who got the number 2 flea control product just 1 week ago, and they're already scratching away. Now hear this. Silence. The sound of a dozen dogs who used Frontline Plus 4 weeks ago. So which dogs would you rather have in a cramped radio booth with you? Hey, give me back my shoe! Frontline Plus. It's waterproof and kills fleas fast all month long. Say goodbye to fleas and ticks.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
1-866-405-8405. Hi, who's this?
Valerie.
Hey, Val, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and you?
Very well, Valerie. Where are you calling from?
From K-Big.
You're actually calling from K-Big?
No, I'm sorry. I'm in California, but I'm listening to K-Big.
Oh, okay. Great station, 104.3. Thank you so much. What can we do for you today?
You're giving away a cat tree.
Yeah. First of all, it's called the No Name Giveaway. We're giving a cat tree. We're giving a weekend for you and your pet at Lowe's Hotels. We're also giving away the Safety Turtle, which is a dog alarm for if they fall in the pool. Just added this week the Sun Catcher from, is it Stones for Glass?
Stones for Glass. And the Bissell Deep Cleaner, too.
Very good. All
Big
of that
package.
You can win very easily. All you have to do is send us your ink cartridges. Do you have a printer at work?
Yes, I do. Okay. That would be perfect. I can mail those in. I just need the address.
Okay. I'll tell you what. We'll actually send you a prepaid envelope right now if you hold on. And anybody can call in 1-866-405-8405, ask for these prepaid envelopes, and then send us your empty ink cartridges from your printer. For every 4 that we get, we'll get you qualified for the contest. It goes through September, so collect those cartridges. Valerie, thanks so much for calling. Hold on, we'll need your address, okay?
Okay, thank you.
1-866-405-8405. And we're also adding to the contest this week.
The Stones for Glass, which is going to be a stained glass picture of your cat or dog.
And you can see more online. I believe that's at stonesforglass.com.
Yes.
If I'm not right, it will be corrected by the end of the show today. I have, you just look on the website at animalradio.com and we'll have all the information for you there.
We have a really big package put together so far for the No Name Giveaway.
You know, I'm trying to put a value to it.
You can't.
No, you really can't.
$1 billion.
Well, okay, almost $1 billion.
It will be by the time September comes around, by the time we have a winner.
Let's just go over the prizes one more time.
Okay.
We have the Spot Lifter Deep Cleaner from Bissell.
Thank you very much, Bissell.
We have the Steps for Pets, either the Cat Condo or the Dog House.
Depending on if you have a dog or a cat.
From Steps for Pets.
Love you guys.
We have the Lowe's Hotels Pumped Up Pet Package, which is going to be, I believe, a weekend at any of the Lowe's Pets Hotel for both you and your pet.
And they really cater to your pet. They really do. They have a whole program, and we'll talk more about that later on, too.
And then we have the Safety Turtle.
Oh, yes, the Safety Turtle. It's like an alarm your dog.
If your dog, you put it on your dog's collar, if your dog should fall in a pool or any type of water, so it will go off and alert you, kind of like a smoke alarm, alert you to let you know that your dog is in water and you need to go rescue him.
No, who was it we were talking to just a couple of days ago? Oh, no, we saw this on, I think it was Leno, Nicolette Sheridan from
Desperate Housewives.
Boy, I have very little memory. She ran out naked, apparently, she does her housework in the nude.
Yeah, well, she was ill, and she was running a fever, so you kind of want to take your clothes off when you're hot. And she was doing her housework in the nude because she wasn't feeling well when her dog fell into the backyard pool, and she had to go outside dressed like that or dressed with nothing and go rescue her dog.
And everybody saw that. But apparently the dog, a golden retriever, is a water dog. And the dog went back in the water the next day. And apparently visits the pool every day.
Yeah, but still, you got to be careful because sometimes they can't find the steps and they can't pull themselves out.
So. Absolutely. So if you have one of those dogs that can't swim or a child, you can even put this little puppy on a child there. It can help you.
Yes, it can. It's a great idea. You can get them to... there's adapters. You can get them, if you're out boating on a lake. You can put it in a cigarette lighter.
Oh, really?
Your boat.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, if he falls off the boat, you can get them for up to a big radius. They have really large radiuses.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it's a great idea.
So that's part of the No Name giveaway. And you're probably saying, how can I win that package, Hal and Judy?
Well, let us tell you.
It's really simple. Send us your inkjet cartridges. That's all. These are the inkjet cartridges that are spent in your printer, when you're done, you have to put in a new cartridge. You take out the old cartridge.
Don't
throw it away. That's a waste. It's not good on the ecology.
And we will turn that into cash for the great animal radio programming here. And we will even send you a postage prepaid envelope to return those so you don't even have to pay for the postage.
See how simple that is? You send us four, at least four. Every four that you send us will qualify you once in the No Name giveaway. And we're doing this all summer long. Every couple of weeks, this package gets bigger.
Bigger and
bigger. We add
bigger.
More and more. We don't know where it's going to stop. But we do, but I don't. They won't tell me. They don't tell me much around here.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the listeners can understand why.
That they don't tell me much around here?
Yes, yes.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we have Julia Barr, and she's from
All My Children. She has been playing Brooke English on All My Children for, 20 years. I mean, I remember watching her in high school.
I wonder if that gig's going to stay. I mean, do you think she's at that gig forever, perhaps?
Well, she has to give a little time to see if it's going to stick. So.
I understood she took a little time off. We'll talk to her. Why? Because she's big into animals and the fun for animals. Also, her husband, who's, I guess, an artist and perhaps a dental surgeon of sorts. We'll find out more. She's coming up in just a couple of minutes right here. I want to thank Frontline. Animal Radio is brought to you by Frontline. Say goodbye to fleas and ticks and Fancy Feast. Have you had a chance to check out their new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold? Check it out. It's simply the best tasting dry cat food versus leading brands. We'll be back with Julia Barr, your phone calls, and more right here on Animal Radio. Stick around.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you,
it's
like a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to Animal animalradio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
Stepsforpets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Stepsforpets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
Stepsforpets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Judy, it never fails to amaze me. you creep all over the world looking for celebrities and all kinds of people that devote their time to animals.
You know, I have to say I personally do some of my favorites. These are some of the people that I've been watching for years and I'm a big fan of. So that's one good thing about the job is I get to select interviews of people that I want to talk to.
Okay, well, you picked a hottie today and I'm actually holding the headshot?
Headshot.
Is that what they call it? Headshot?
Yes.
It's been signed and I'm going to put it up on the wall over here next to Bob Barker. I'm going to put it right next to Bob Barker. Actually, Bob Barker looks old when I put Julia Barr up next to Bob Barker there. Julia Barr plays Brooke English on, what is it, All My Children? Julia, how are you doing?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Very well. We're calling you in Los Angeles, I assume?
No, I'm on the East Coast. I'm East Coast based, right outside of Manhattan.
Oh, really?
That's where our studios are. There are a few shows on the West Coast and... One Life, All My Children, Guiding Light, and As the World Turns, our East Coast.
How long have you been doing All My Children?
Actually, over 25 years.
Wow.
I took a brief break when I got married, and I was off for about a year and a half, and then I took another brief break when my daughter, who's going to be turning 21, shortly was... when she was born.
Well, now, do you think this gig is going to stick? I'm just asking.
Well,
let me
think.
I'm thinking it will.
Give it some time.
Are you anything like the character you play, Brooke English?
We're the same height.
And that's where it ends?
Same eye color?
Well, it's a question I get asked regularly. I think we have certain empathetic qualities with people, and I think we want what's fair. I think she's in an entirely different business. She's the editor of a major magazine, which to me would confound me. and she's a little straighter laced than I am.
Okay.
So we have similar things and other things that are entirely different.
Well, you're very multi-talented. I'll tell you, you have a CD that I'm holding. I never even knew that you did vocals on this CD here, which is From Our House to Yours. And
right.
What year was this? Is this new?
I think it was 2 years ago. It was released 2 years ago, right before the holidays.
Very good. And we'll actually give one away before we're done here.
That was a home project that... myself and my husband and my daughter participated in, and I have to give him most of the credit because he did all of the musical arrangements, he did all of the artwork, and I did the easy part, which was recording, the vocals along with my daughter. So the credit goes to him, but it's for a good cause because I'm involved with the Fund for Animals, and so all proceeds went to them. So it's something that we're proud of, and we love animals, and, we've always had animals in our life. So,
what animals do you have now?
Now we're down a few.
Okay.
At one time, we had a mini lop-eared rabbit, two cats, a dog, several goldfish, but we've also gone through 8 years of hamsters and parakeets in addition. So anyway, right now we have our three-year-old mixed breed, Lucy,
mm-hmm.
who's a dog that we adopted from an animal rescue.
Uh-huh. Very good.
And we have one 14-year-old tiger cat named Goldie. And Goldie has just been introduced to the two latest members of our family, Stella and Boo.
Stella and Boo.
Two kitties that we just adopted.
Aww.
They're just 8 weeks old, and they're hilarious.
Are they brother and sister? Or?
They're actually sister and sister.
Sister and sister. How
and my vet knew that we were interested in adopting a kitten, and he turned us on to another family that were clients who rescued a beautiful black Persian female who was pregnant, and they were looking for homes for their babies. So we now have two of her offspring.
Oh,
and, very good.
They're so cute.
Well, I'm looking at the headshot here, and I find it so hard to believe that you have a 21-year-old daughter since you don't even look past...
I'm going to put you in my will. Thank you for the compliment.
Did you take this picture when you were 35?
Yeah.
Okay. You look beautiful in that, and your whole family is absolutely talented. And actually, one of the reasons I'm calling today is to find out about your husband.
Yes.
Richard, who's apparently an artist.
Well, he's an oral surgeon by profession, but a musician / artist by avocation. And he's just, you know, he just has this natural talent. You know, he draws, he paints, he plays music, he does... I feel very sort of dull next to him because all I do is act. But anyway, this is a project that didn't start out as a project. It actually started out in a bittersweet way. He had done a charcoal drawing of our dog who passed away 3 years ago. She was only 5, and she had cancer. And she's actually on the back of the CD. Her name was Nell. And we wanted to do something that benefited, you know, animals, animal rights, and animal protection. The CD that we produced from our house to yours was actually dedicated to Nell. So that was the first sort of artistic thing that he was very much involved in. And the second one was he sort of went from that drawing to we had friends whose own dog had also passed away shortly around the time when our Nell did. And he did a pastel drawing for them, and they loved it. And he just started doing this of friends, you know, of ours. And the feedback was so emotionally rewarding. People, you know, you can't imagine what it means to somebody to have a drawing of their animal companion, particularly when that animal is no longer with them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my very best friend had a Maltese who passed away last summer named Ollie, and actually Ollie is part of the Ollie pack. There are two packs. One is Barney. Barney was a Springer Spaniel who died about 3 years ago, and then Ollie is one of the cards of the other pack, and Ollie passed away. And my friend has, you know, my husband did a big drawing, and then we reduced them to the note cards, and Ollie is actually in her house framed. And it just was such an emotional thing that I said, you know, this would make a wonderful project. I think people would enjoy them. I think that, you know, that they're all animal companions of people, either, you know, still with us or deceased. So it's like what I feel is that their sort of legacy is carrying on, and a percentage of the proceeds will go to rescue groups in the United States. So it's sort of a full circle thing, you know.
Great. We actually have some of the cards that he's done in front of us. I'm looking at the cats right now.
Aren't they beautiful?
Phenomenal. I want him working in my mouth.
Okay, he's great at that too. I can attest. I have some personal contact with him and dental work.
Well, I should hope so. Well, very good. We're actually going to give one of these packages away at 1-866-405-8405. But if you're looking for a great gift, you'll want to head on over to www.juliarosebar. That's Julia Rose, R-O-S-E. barbarr.com. We'll put a link from animalradio.com.
Can I also add just one thing?
Yes.
They can either log on to my website, which would be great, and they can then go directly. There's the exclusive handler of these note cards is also at daisynotes.com.
Okay.
But I mean, they can go to my website first, obviously.
We'll put a link to both.
But yes, they were put on sale, I believe, a week ago Friday.
Beautiful.
And it's for a wonderful cause. They're very endearing, and you know, because they're animals, like I said, that have been a big part of not only our lives but of our friends and family too.
What about your kids? 21-year-old is a daughter.
Yes.
Is she have artistic?
I would say so.
Okay.
Yes. she's just finished her junior year in college up north, and she's a theater major, and she's going to do something in the theater. I don't know. She's quite a talented actress, and she's an excellent writer, and I don't know. I know it's probably going to be something in the business. I just don't know what yet.
That's early.
And I don't think she does either, but that's okay.
It's early yet.
Yeah, she's got plenty of time to figure it out.
Very, very good. Well, I also want to encourage listeners to note that Julia has adopted her animals. Now, she probably has enough money to go out to a breeder and pick an animal from a breeder, but she sees the value of going and adopting an animal because there are so many animals that are being put to sleep every year.
Lucy, we adopted her from North Shore Animal League out in Long Island, and they seem to put this on all of their dogs, a German Shepherd mix. Anyway, I think she's a little bit of German Shepherd. She's got a lot of yellow lab, and we think maybe even a little husky.
She's a big girl.
She's a big girl. She's probably, she's a little over 80 pounds.
Wow.
Solid muscle and as sweet as she can be.
She gives you as much love, if not more, than a purebred.
I myself have always grown up with, as my father used to call them, behind variety animals.
Yes.
You know, from the time I was born, that's what we've always had. And you know, I know, you know, different things are different for everybody. It's like, I think if somebody really wants a breed, that the best thing is go to rescue groups that handle breeds.
Yeah, there are plenty of rescue breeds.
There are so many out there, whether it's pugs, whether it's labs, whether it's poodles. I mean, so you can do it that way. And obviously there are a lot of animals, you know, so shelters of any kind, you know, is a great place. And, you know, I'm a big proponent. I've actually done a PSA for the Fund for Animals for spaying and neutering, you know, because that's the primary source of overpopulation and abandonment of particular dogs and cats.
Before we let you go, anything we should be looking for with Brooke in the next, coming up in the next few months? Any kind of teases?
A very slow but continually burning fire between the characters of Brooke and Adam is sort of on the horizon.
There you go, women. You heard it here first.
Yes, we'll look for that on All My Children. Julia Barr, thank you so much for joining us on Animal Radio.
Oh, thank you, Hal, and thank you, Judy. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you.
Oh, I have to tell you before we go to a break here that Comfort Zone is an innovative, natural, species-specific solution for cat and dog behavior problems. Check it out. I also need to tell you that there are a few people that I want to thank. I don't need to tell you. I want to tell you that. Denise, listening to KTMS in Santa Barbara. Gene at KOWL. That's in South Lake Tahoe. Vince listening at WEEU.
Reading, Pennsylvania.
Very good. And in Baltimore at WCTR, we have Jerry who's listening there. And they actually emailed us. And you can do that too. You can email us at yourvoice@animalradio. We answer all our emails. If you have a question, in fact, Denise from Santa Barbara was writing about her chihuahua that sheds all the time. We actually answered her back and we'll answer your questions back. Just email us. We'll be back with more Animal Radio and Darlene Arden right after this. Stick around.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free
shipping.
$169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's just on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
You bet your bottom dollar, and I'm telling you,
What are you telling me?
Collect those cartridges. Every four cartridges that you collect, we turn into a couple of bucks. It helps educational programming like this. But the best of all, we get you qualified for the no-name giveaway, which includes, as we just heard from Steps for Pets, a giant, huge...
mansion.
It is, really. And if you want to take a look at it, you can look at animalradio.com. Plus, it also includes a bunch of other prizes from Bissell, Lowe's Hotels, and Safety Turtle.
And Stones of Glass.
Stones of Glass just this week. We're going to add more every couple of weeks. And speaking of a fine gift, we have Darlene Arden. How are you doing, Darlene?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Very well.
Hi, Darlene.
Kind of talking.
Hi, Judy.
Oh, I'm sorry. You get the,
we'll talk off air.
Yeah. yeah, I'm going to use this multi-million dollar radio station.
You know, I can't say too much about that. I can't let my cat hear about the cat condo, the cat tree.
Well, it's simple, darling.
Because she's walking by here with a picket sign saying, Mama, buy me one.
Well, this is why it's so simple, is all you need to do. You're a writer anyway. You're an author. So you're at your computer typing away all the time, and mm-hmm. you probably have lots of cartridges that you can just send in. You're eligible, too.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Ooh.
Send me four, and I'll qualify you. Any more, I'll qualify you each time you send me four. Ooh. We're kind of talking about... summer and the hot weather and how it affects animals. And I know you wanted to chime in on this.
I certainly do, because there's one thing people don't think about. They hear about not leaving them in hot cars, which is certainly true. That'll fry them very rapidly, literally. Uh-huh. But most people do not stop and think that you should not be walking your dog or letting your cat out. Well, you shouldn't let your cat out anyway. In the heat of the day between 10 and 2, but... the key here is at any hour, the pavement can get very, very hot.
Ouch.
Especially tar. You put your hand down. If it's too hot for the palm of your hand, it's too hot for the pads of the dog's feet.
But, Darlene,
don't
they notice it like we would notice it?
You know, I don't think so. I think some people think that their animals are wearing shoes, like pads aren't like being barefoot, which basically is what it is. And the tar can adhere to the pads of the feet. At that point, you should be putting petroleum jelly on, if that happens, and run your pet to the vet.
Ouch.
Okay.
You know,
it's painful.
I see people walking down the sidewalk. It's 90 degrees here, and they're just walking their dog down the sidewalk in the streets.
And they're wearing shoes.
Yes.
I don't even know why they would want to do that. I know someone who moved to Arizona, and she's getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and she's not a morning person, just to walk her dogs when it's cool for them and comfortable.
Well,
then
good
she walks
for her.
Them again at night. And that's great. I mean, I run out of my house all the time, and I'm yelling at little kids. Well, not yelling at them, but get your dog off the pavement. You come onto the grass and walk them. And when you go home, tell your mother you're not supposed to walk your dog at this hour.
Well, you see, I didn't know that. I really didn't know that. I figured, you know, if they thought that it was hot, they would jump onto the grass or something.
Oh, no. And, of course, they're on a lead, so sometimes they're not even anywhere near the grass. And, you know, if they were capable of yelling, ouch, they might, but they're so stoic and they're so good.
So those little pads aren't on their feet aren't as tough as we think they are.
No, they're not at all, and that's not a good thing. Also, dogs perspire through the pads of their feet, so now you've really done them in.
Oh, yes.
It's pretty easy to get them very dehydrated and hot.
Exceptionally so. One of the things I always recommend is ice cubes. You should start every puppy and every kitten off licking ice cubes, because not only is it good in this weather, but if your animal is sick and needs to be rehydrated slowly, you can give them ice cubes to lick. And would you like to hear one of my summer tricks?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I use metal water dishes, and I fill them with water, and I put them in the freezer, and I rotate them. Because when the ice melts, then it gets warm, and who wants to drink warm water?
Nobody.
Especially on a hot day.
Especially, yes. And so I rotate them, and once the ice has melted, that gets dumped out, fresh water put in, into the freezer, other one comes out.
Very good information.
Very good. Any other warm weather tips?
Yes, please leave your dog or your cat in an air-conditioned home during the day.
Yeah, don't take them with you. If you want to take them with you everywhere, wait till winter.
That's right. And even then, you have to be just as careful in the car during the very cold weather. It's just as dangerous.
Very good. I appreciate it. The website is DarleneArden.com, right?
That's it.
And we're going to put a link to that website. Well, there's a link every week. You can check it out. She's a regular. She digs us.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you.
We're happy to have you.
And and we want to thank Julia Barr for coming on the show today from All My Children. And remember that if you go out this week to get yourself an animal, there is really no reason whatsoever that you should go to a breeder and pay a breeder for an animal.
No.
There is a great deal of animals that need homes.
At your local shelter, or if you want a specific breed, go to a breed rescue group.
Yes.
And don't go to a pet shop.
No. The pet shop, they make their animals from puppy mills.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not good. Don't
Those
do
are awful conditions.
Yes. Go to a shelter.
There's absolutely. A shelter or breed rescue. Puppy or kitten.
They're
or
all,
cat.
All
or
over
adopt
the internet.
An adult and give them a new chance.
There you go.
Adopt a what?
An adult dog.
An adult dog.
Or adult
cat. Animals. Yes, yes.
I'm not going to.
And if you
not a human animal. Well, if you want to adopt a human, that's okay with me.
And if you do get an animal, remember to spay or neuter. Spay or.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Spay or neuter.
Yeah,
just
one. The other.
If you're not sure, ask your doctor. He'll know.
Well, if you do both, then there's something really interesting going on. And you may want to call us and let us know about it.
Yeah, we'd be interested to hear about it. And remember, everything you've heard today, you can find it on the website at animalradio.com. Have yourself a great week. We'll see you next week right here on Animal Radio.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on and learn more.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
And a beautiful day from Kanab, Utah, just a little bit south of Best Friends Animal Sanctuary. About 3.5 hours, people always ask us, 3.5 hours north.
East.
Of Las Vegas,
northeast
of Las
yes.
Vegas. We don't see Las Vegas a lot because we're here working pretty much most of the time.
All the time.
Doing the radio show, putting together great prize packages like the No Name Giveaway, which includes the Steps for Pets Mansion. We're actually going to be talking to Jim Douglas from Steps for Pets this hour.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Who else? I can't read the board. We've moved things around in the studio and I can't see things right. Just go to Tammy Grimes, and we'll tell you how you can pick up on these prizes in just a few minutes. But I want to talk to Tammy Grimes, who's a wonderful lady who's devoted her life to getting dogs off chains. And she's doing something very special, as she does every year. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Hal. How are you?
Very well. How are you doing?
Oh, okay.
Let's see. It's getting around July 4th.
Yes, it is.
What does that mean?
It's our chain off.
Oh, please tell our listeners what that means.
Well, this is our second year that I'm going to be chaining myself outside for 33 hours, and we are looking locally to do some... Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay, we're looking locally to do some celebrities maybe chaining themselves for an hour with me. So far, we seem to have 4 other locations nationwide where someone will chain themselves. Amanda Povilaitis is going to do it again this year at the Lackawanna County Stadium in Pennsylvania. And we have someone in Virginia and someone in Kentucky, but I don't have exact details on that yet. So I would say check the site because we're going to be listing where everybody is on there.
Oh, well, great. And so you're just waiting for more celebrities to sign up, huh?
Well, not really celebrities. Across the country, just a few, you know, a few other people have wanted to do it as well. So, you know, these are the ones that are coming through for us. We had about 10 people express interest, but so far we have 4 who said they're definitely doing it. So, and locally, we're just trying to get some local celebrities to come out for an hour maybe and hang with us.
So what is the purpose of this chain off? Why do you do this every year?
Well, what we're trying to do is raise awareness of this issue. And by chaining myself for this long, we get people to sit up and take notice about it and think about it a little further. Wouldn't really want to chain a person,
What issue?
Chaining people up?
Chaining dogs.
Oh, okay. Chaining dogs. Ladies and gentlemen, Tammy Grimes works for Dogs Deserve Better and an organization that really is trying to end that dog next door that's tied up to the tree that's there, that's worn a circle in the lawn that has nobody come out but give it some fresh water and play with it.
That's what Tammy's trying to bring attention to. Am I correct?
Yes. Did I not say that?
We just thought it was some kind of weird kinky thing.
That you like to be chained up, you know? I mean,
yeah,
to each his own.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not quite that exciting.
What kind of reaction have you received in the past from doing this?
I think it overall it's a pretty positive response. Of course, you know, some people always like to make fun, but hey, you almost get better press with that than if they don't. So, you know, and this year we just started a new initiative. We just got back from South Carolina where we started Mothers Against Dog Chaining, an initiative down there because there's a county in Spartanburg County, South Carolina, where they refuse to even consider an ordinance to this date, and since in the past 21 months, three children there have lost their lives to chain dogs.
Wow, so, how does that happen?
Well, it's because what happens is it's what people do to dogs and then what dogs in turn do to people, so it's kind of a vicious cycle we create. We neglect the dogs on the chain. They're not socialized. They don't know how to live with humans, especially children, because children are an easy target. So these dogs can, you know, at times become vicious, and when a small child wanders into their territory, mm-hmm. they're subsequently attacked and killed.
Well, a lot of times kids go by and tease chain dogs as well.
Exactly. And, you know, if a chain dog attacks an adult, typically that adult can get away. But what happens is if a chain dog attacks a child, that child falls down and they can't get away. So, you know, mm-hmm. if an adult isn't standing right there, which a lot of times isn't the case because the child has gotten away from the adult for a moment or two, you know, by the time the adult gets there, it's too late.
Uh-huh. What do we do about that neighbor? Do I, what do I do? Do I go over there? I'm a little frightened personally.
Yeah, and you know, most people who chain their dogs are not, you know, they're more reputable people, so most neighbors are very leery of going and speaking to them themselves. So mm-hmm. You can always email us or call us with the address, and we will mail out information in the mail to them, and you'll remain anonymous.
Okay, how do we get in touch with you?
You can jump on the site. It's www.dogsdeservebetter.org or .com. Either one will work. Or you can give us a call. Our toll-free number is 1-877-636-1408.
And you'll help us break the chains, huh?
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
You guys work on a donation basis, don't you?
Yeah, and we're having a pretty crucial need right now. It's this is our start of our fourth year, so we're kind of starting a membership and donation fund drive. We've done a lot of fencing, we've done a lot of vetting of dogs, and we have some pretty high financial needs right now, so any help in that area is much appreciated.
Are you an artist?
Yes.
What kind of art do you do?
I do mostly animal activist, animal advocacy art, and a lot of it centers around the chain dog issue, but it's called, I have a website called littlegirllooking.com, and there's a lot of art on there that's basically, I like to consider it art for animal advocates because there's not a lot of art that is just in our niche. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, you know, that's my passion. So if I can create art that other people can relate to, and, you know, the people that have bought have really told me that it speaks to their soul. And that's, you know, that's important to me.
Well, so that's a great way to help you out is buy a little art of yours because profits go to Dogs Deserve Better.
Yeah, I try to every month I put up one piece where 50% of the profits from that piece go to DDB, and then all the other art, 15% goes to DDB, or you can even choose another animal nonprofit, and I will send them the 15%.
Well, we think what you do is awesome and a great way to get attention. And I know it's tough because I've told you I've lived in dog houses weeks on end.
I know. I read all about that. It was wonderful.
So what you do is not an easy thing, but it does bring very much needed attention to a problem that we all need to take care of. And if you have a neighbor or you know somebody that's chaining up their dog and you're too timid to go over there like me, you see, I have the big voice behind the microphone, but in person, I'm just a little weak guy.
He's only 3 feet tall.
I'm only 3 feet tall.
And I know you're taller than that.
Well, okay, 3'3" or something like that. But if you have something like that in your neighborhood, give Tammy a call or go to her website. They'll send some information to your neighbors. And hopefully you can get that dog off the chains because that's no way to live a life.
Yeah.
Tammy, thank you so much. I'd like
thank
to touch
you
base
both,
with
Judy
you.
And Hal. I really appreciate you bringing us on.
Are you going to have a cell phone when you're chained up?
Yes, yes. I'll be out there July 2nd and 3rd this year. I'll be starting 8 a.m. July 2nd, and I'll be running through 5 p.m. July 3rd. So.
Well, why don't we talk to you on the 2nd?
Let's give you a call.
That would be wonderful.
Okay, we'll give you a call live on the air to see how you're doing and give you a little motivation.
That would be perfect. Thank you so much.
Hold on a second. There's more Animal Radio on the way.
This is Animal Radio
Network. What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Do not adjust your station. That's not static. It's a dozen dogs who got the number 2 flea control product just 1 week ago, and they're already scratching away. Now hear this. Silence. The sound of a dozen dogs who used Frontline Plus 4 weeks ago. So which dogs would you rather have in a cramped radio booth with you? Hey, give me back my shoe! Frontline Plus. It's waterproof and kills fleas fast all month long. Say goodbye to fleas and ticks.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you've tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Final Smoke free trial offer is. Final Smoke is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of Final Smoke capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of Triple Trim Weight Loss, just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Final Smoke. Call 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's just on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Did you know that cloning your beloved pet doesn't mean you'll get 2 furry friends? In fact, chances of successfully cloning your pet is 0.04%. And if it worked, chances are your new friend would have cloning-related health problems. The cloning industry wants you to believe that for $50,000, you can duplicate your pet. Who's duping who? Don't be duped. Don't clone. Learn more at www.nopetcloning.org.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
1-866-405-8405. Hi, who's this?
This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Judy tells me that you're calling for the Buggy Professor book, right?
Yes.
Oh, we happen to have an extra copy, and this is good because it's a hard-to-get book. It actually is not available at Amazon, not available at Barnes & Noble, only available through me right now for you, okay? What kind of animal do you have?
I have cats, a brother, and a sister.
Cats and a brother and a sister. And the brother and the sister, are they good animals?
Yes.
Okay. And the cats, how many cats do you have?
Two.
What kind?
They're long-haired.
Just long hair. Are they good friends?
Oh, yeah.
How old are they?
Several years.
Okay. Well, we'll send you the Buggy Professor book, plus we'll also throw in a gift for them. What are their names?
Okay, there's Precious.
Precious.
And Pretty Boy.
Pretty Boy.
Pretty Boy. I like that. Precious and Pretty Boy, we got some gifts for you. We'll get you some catnip. What do they call that? Caviar?
Kitty caviar.
We'll get you some kitty caviar. And for you, the missus, will send you the Buggy Professor book, okay?
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening to Animal Radio.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. 1-866-405-8405 is the number. We'd love to hear from you anytime.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
Welcome back to Good Things for Great Pets on Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. You know, we get a lot of books here.
A lot.
I think we've told you before that UPS actually has a break room here at Animal Radio, and that's because they're dropping books off all day long. These are for book reviews mostly. Some of them for my own reading pleasure, but we got one a couple of weeks ago that I want to talk about because it is huge, the most definitive resource on dogs.
I can't imagine anything that's not in there.
It's called the Original Dog Bible. It is actually called the definitive source for all things dog. And we have the author, compiler, editor, hard worker, Kristen Mayes Rowe. Is it Mayes?
Mayes, yes. Mayes Rowe.
Where are we calling you today?
Long Beach, California.
Long Beach, California. Very pretty place.
Yes.
Lucky you.
Well, this is one of those books that you must have been working on for a long time, huh?
Yeah, it was about a 2-year project.
Is it your first?
My first book? No. I published another book called Working Dogs a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm actually familiar with that.
Oh, you are? Great.
Yes. So this is, it's a huge, but how many pages is it?
It's, I think it's actually 752.
Wow.
It was the final.
Yeah, it's one of those things that pretty much anything that you could think of dog, you'll find out there. And there's a few topics that I wanted to yap about,
great,
if that's okay with you.
That sounds wonderful.
It's one of those times of the season, so you're traveling with the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of tips should we be looking out for as far as traveling with the dogs, and what kind of things will we find in the Original Dog Bible about traveling with dogs?
Well, we cover pretty much everything about traveling with dogs, I should say. One of the big things we talk about is traveling by car and how to keep your dog safe when you're traveling by car.
You mean you just don't throw your dog in the back?
Exactly. You don't just throw him in the back. You should use some kind of restraining device, either a seatbelt or a crate or something like that. But also, when you're on the road, it's really easy to stop off at a some place to, you know, a rest stop and want to let the dog out to run around. But those are incredibly unsafe areas for dogs. So
yes,
you really need to make sure to keep them on a leash and keep them on a leash when you're in a strange town, because your dog doesn't know where they are. So they could end up anywhere.
And those rest areas, they get freaked out, they take off, mm-hmm, and they're all around traffic. It's no good any way you cut it.
Right, and there's also a lot of chances for disease in those little doggy potty areas. So you want to avoid those as well.
Oh, I had known that. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of, dogs can pick up parvo, different things like that. So if you just pick up after your dog, you should be able to stop off anywhere. Let me use the bathroom.
Good to know. Okay. How often should we stop the vehicle when we're traveling for the dog to go to the bathroom?
Generally, you want to stop at least once every 2 hours. And not so much for them to use the bathroom, but just for them to stretch their legs a little bit.
They got
to
do that too, huh?
Yeah, they do. Well, it's, you know, they get real cooped up in there, and often where we have the dog riding isn't as comfortable as where we're riding, so it's a good idea to stop.
Does that vary for the type of dog? Should you stop more often for smaller dogs? Or
I think for a younger dog, you're going to want to stop more often.
Younger.
And
uh-huh.
Also maybe an older dog, I would think. A real senior dog that's going to be maybe have more problems with arthritis, things like that, you're going to want to stop and let them stretch out a little bit.
Well, I got to tell you, this resource is so phenomenal, it even has information on starting a dog park in your neighborhood. What are some tips for getting a dog park started? Just give us a taste, because we want to go out and get the book.
Well, some of the tips that we include is getting to know your city council people. That's a really important one, and getting people on your side, getting neighbors on your side, getting a really good plan that is going to make the park work well in your community, figuring out ways that it's going to work for everybody. Because that's one of the biggest problems you have with dog parks, getting one started, is some people in the community just don't feel like it's going to work for them, that it's going to impose on them. So you really want to get the neighbors behind you.
The definitive source for all things dog. We're talking with Kristen Mayes-Rowe. Toxic plants, as we find that the garden's looking better than ever this year.
Right.
What are some of the basic plants that we should just keep out of the garden?
Well, off the top of my head, some of them would be, angel trumpets can be really toxic for dogs, and that's a real common one down here. Some other ones that are really common that you need to be aware of are all the bulb flowers, like tulips, things like that. The flower themselves isn't a big problem, but the bulbs are a problem.
Wow.
So you want to make sure if you have a dog that digs, you don't want your dog digging up those bulbs, because that can be quite dangerous. There's also a lot of indoor plants that are a problem for dogs. However, poinsettia is not one of them. I always want to break that myth whenever I get a chance.
Well, I know they say for cats it is, but is that not true? Is that a myth?
Well, it is. It is a little bit toxic. It has a little bit of the milk in it will maybe irritate the paws a little bit, but it actually won't hurt them if they eat it. And I know that because I wrote an article once saying that it did, and I got irate letters from the Poinsettia Club of America, and they set me straight on it. I always try to set people straight.
You know,
on
you
that
don't want to cross one of the Poinsettia members any way that you cut it. It's not good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now. Well, thanks for spending time with us. We're going to give away a copy now at 1-866-405-8405. That's 1-866-405-8405. When you do pick up this book, Lift from Your Knees. Thanks so much for joining us, Kristen.
Thank you.
I like that book. One of those reference copies that you'll always keep around.
Oh, yeah. You want to keep it on hand because you'll look up something continuously in that book forever.
Great pictures, too.
Yes.
Good stuff there.
Yes.
Good stuff for great pets.
Right here on Animal Radio.
You sound like a real DJ almost.
Almost.
Almost. And just say hello. Where are their names? Oh, there they are. I'm sorry about that. Jean, listening on KOWL. Well, that was last hour.
That's okay. She was listening from South Lake Tahoe.
Julio, listening on KBIG in Los Angeles, 104.3. And Estelle, listening in Santa Maria on KSMA. Well, they've all checked in at 1-866-405-8405. Or they've written us at yourvoice@animalradio.com. We actually answer all of our email. If you have a question about your animal and you're too timid, too shy to call in live on the air,
write us.
We'll answer. We'll research it. You research. You do like 3 or 4 hours of research a day.
At least.
At least. And I know you've done some great research for the no-name giveaway.
It's huge.
It is all summer long, and you'll have plenty of chances to register for it. Every time you send us 4 inkjet cartridges from your inkjet printer that are used, that are spent, we will qualify you one time.
Yes, so don't throw them away.
If you send us 8, we'll qualify you twice. See how that works? Every 4 that you send us, we'll qualify you once.
Wow.
And these inkjet cartridges, I'm not even going to charge you for postage. You call me at 1-866-405-8405. I'll send you a postage-paid envelope to send me those cartridges. And then I'll get you qualified for the no-name giveaway. What kind of prizes do we have, Vanna?
We have, over here on the Animal Radio webcam, a copy of the Steps for Pets Cat Condo. And if you don't have a cat, they will do a dog mansion.
It's beautiful. So you should check it out. AnimalRadio.com. There's a webcam. There's no cats in it right now because I've scared them out, actually. But it's huge. It's beautiful. It's amazing. And you want to be a part of that.
And also in the package, there is the Bissell Spot Lifter Deep Cleaner.
We got to thank our friends at Bissell. They've supplied us with this as well as been a sponsor for a long time. It's if you have any kind of animal whatsoever, they make little stains on the carpet.
This is a must have.
You must have the spot lifter.
Yes.
What else?
We have the Lowe's Pumped Up Pet Package, which is a hotel weekend for you and your pet.
One of the only hotels in the country that caters to animals. They have a Pumped Up Pet Package weekend. It's hard to say that. You'll spend a weekend at Lowe's Hotel with your pet, and they'll cater to both of you.
And we also have the Safety Turtle.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. What is that?
Alarm that goes on your dog's collar. Should he accidentally fall in water, it will set off an alarm and alert you so you can rescue him.
Very good.
And last but not least is the Stones of Glass.
What is that exactly?
They have a lot of different things that they can make of your pet. You can send in a picture, and they can do like a stained glass picture of your pet.
You could do it as a memorial or even while your pet's still alive.
Make a great gift.
Great gift. And we keep adding prizes every 2 weeks. This package will be big. You'll have plenty of chances to register. But remember, the more cartridges you send in, the more chances you have of winning this. So get started now. You have those cartridges. Don't throw them away. Send them to us. Call us at 1-866-405-8405. We'll send you a prepaid postage paid envelope. Or you can email me at yourvoice@animalradio.com, and I'll send one off to you. Coming up, in fact, we're going to talk to Jim Douglas from Steps for Pets. Coming up right after this, just a couple of minutes away on Animal Radio.
Stick around.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Do not adjust your station. That's not static. It's a dozen dogs who got the number 2 flea control product just 1 week ago, and they're already scratching away. Now hear this. Silence. The sound of a dozen dogs who used Frontline Plus 4 weeks ago. So which dogs would you rather have in a cramped radio booth with you?
Hey, give me back my shoe!
Frontline Plus. It's waterproof and kills fleas fast all month long. Say goodbye to fleas and ticks.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
We have on the phone with us a very special guest, and I'll tell you why this is so special.
Tell me why.
The no-name giveaway. You know all about that.
I do.
The top prize in the no-name giveaway is either the cat condo mansion or the dog mansion from Steps for Pets. And actually, we started off with the cat condo. And then Jim Douglas, who owns it, called me up. And he says, hey, what if there... And there goes a cat flying across the cat condo right now as we speak. I called up Jim. He says to me, what if there are dog owners that win this? How they don't want a cat tree. They want a dog mansion or something like that. So he threw in the dog mansion, and he's with us on the phone today. Jim, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Hal. How are you?
Doing very well. You have that sort of New York accent going for you.
I am not from New York at all, though, so I'm not sure where I got that.
Where are you calling us from?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio. And is that's where your business is, right?
It is.
Steps for Pets. How did you guys get started?
We got started. Actually, I had a friend had a Yorkie that was having trouble getting up on the bed. And I guess what we did is we built a set of steps for the Yorkie to climb up and down on the bed, get up, take his nap, and get back down without hurting himself.
Uh-huh.
So we got started with the step pet.
So first and foremost was the steps before the cat condos and such, all the other furniture, right?
It was. We started with the steps, and since then have added the furniture, including the model you have in your studio.
Which is huge. We just decided to go for the biggest one. Is this the biggest one?
It's not, actually. There's one
Uh-oh, we messed up.
One a little bigger, but that's okay. You've got probably the most popular model we carry.
It's huge, and I keep telling everybody that comes by, they say, wow, where'd you get that? And I said, $169 at Steps for Pets. And then, you know, they give it a second look, and they go, okay, what's it made
wrong,
out of?
Yeah.
Let's see, is this cardboard over here? I'm going to encourage every listener right now to get on the web, head on over to animalradio.com, and take a look at the webcam, because I'm going to take it off our ugly faces. I'm going to put it over here onto the Steps for Pets cat condo so you can see how big this thing is. And in fact, it's on the top of it right now. For $169, that's a pretty good deal. What's the catch, Jim?
The catch is we try to give the best condo for the best price.
Seriously, why? How can you offer it so cheap? I mean, you go online, you see these other ones, $300-$400, and they're half the size and half the quality.
Plus shipping.
Yes, and then you have to pay another $40 or $50 for shipping.
Well, one of the secrets is they're made overseas, just as high quality and just as good a condo as anything you'll find in the U.S.
Absolutely. In fact, I think better because you use this faux fur. Instead of the, like, carpet. I mean, carpet's okay, but if you could have faux fur, why not?
Absolutely. You know what, Hal? I bet you'd love to curl up and sleep on it yourself.
I would, and occasionally do lay up against it.
And I have to keep him off it.
If you look at other people's cat trees, you'll see that it's like a cardboard rolled up. It's like one of those rolls with carpet wrapped around it. Uh-huh. You look at this. We're not talking about cardboard here. We're talking about wood.
Absolutely. Solid wood.
I don't understand how you do this. I still don't get it. I mean, yes, the labor is probably cheaper overseas, but... So what else do you have besides the steps? You got started with the steps because of the handicap.
We did. We got started with the steps. We've added the cat condos that you see. And then we've also added some training videos that we've got for dogs, for puppies.
Oh, yeah?
Biting, those kind of things.
What kind of training videos? What are they?
They're just simple DVDs that you pop in, little 10-minute sessions that teach you how to keep your puppy from biting, how to keep your puppy from doing some of the annoying little habits that puppies seem to pick up when they're young. So then we're always, adding new products all the time. It's one of those things we look for something that's out there that's good, that people need, and that we can give them to them at a fair price. And, you'll never know what you'll find on our website.
You know, Jim, you could make a lot more money.
Shh.
I'm just telling you, maybe we get together and we change the name of the business and bring... No, you don't like that idea. Okay. Just check in there because you really have quality products. Stepsforpets.com is the website. Is there a 1-800 number or anything?
Actually, there's not an 800 number, but the number is area code 513-624-0993.
Judy just mentioned this a couple of minutes ago. The no shipping fees. What's that about? And what is that on certain products? What should we be looking for that on?
Actually, a few items on our website have shipping. Most of them, including all our cat furniture, is free shipping.
Amazing.
As long as you're in the lower 48 states.
How do you do that?
It's magic, Hal.
I mean, I know I sound like a little kid, or
I
sound like an
uncle
infomercial.
That works at UPS. No, it's one of those things we try to do because we know that, you can go to a PetSmart or somewhere like that and pick up an item, but they're hard to get home. And these are breakdown. You do have to do some assembly, but as you know, it's a piece of cake.
I'm not the brightest tool shed in the rocket science, but I'll tell you, I put together this cat condo in about...
Minutes.
It probably was about 15, 20 minutes.
Yes.
And that, I was taking time. It was kind of took a long time, didn't I, Jim?
Twice as much as anybody I've ever heard of.
Go ahead and say it. You're a little slow, Hal.
You know what, Hal? I have told people that, they're easy to put together. If you ever have a problem, give me a call, and I'd be glad to walk you through it. I've never had anybody call me back.
And it comes in a small box. How big would you say the box is?
Well, depending on the model they order. The model you got probably comes in a 2.5 by 1.5 by 1.5 box.
Okay.
Something UPS can handle.
Yeah, well, good. And then I put it together from those pieces and turned it into this. It's got to be almost six. It's over 6 feet, definitely. How tall is it?
The model you have?
Yes.
We do have models that go all the way up to 7 feet. The model you have is just over 6 foot tall.
Yeah, I was going to say because it's just over me a little bit.
And the cats love it. They love the the top, the height.
Here's what they like about it is we have a multiple cat studio. So they all want to be as high as they can be.
Absolutely.
And you have three on this, and I encourage everyone to go to animalradio.com and take a look at this at the webcam right now. You have three places for them to be on top there, which is good, so they're not fighting over it.
Right. Now, I have a one-cat household myself, and she always gets the top no matter what. But you're right. Our models, most of them have at least two, if not
three. Well, this one has three.
Right, that make it great for multiple cat families.
Yeah, okay. And then like I was saying, to put it together is amazing because it all screws together very easily. Okay, this may sound like an infomercial. The fact of the matter is, Eve in this product and things that I believe in, people who are long listeners of Animal Radio know that if I believe in something, I get very excited and maybe a little hyper about it. But I was very excited about finding out about this, seeing it on the internet, didn't really believe it. When it finally arrived, by God, yes, it is an amazing cat condo. We're giving one away. Or the dog mansion. Explain the dog mansion.
Our dog mansion is just the reason why I actually obviously offered that was not all your listeners are cat people.
No.
It's for the outside. It's made of cedar.
Of cedar?
It's made of cedar.
Wow.
It's a pretty large house. It's 2 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet. So it's the inside of it's pretty good size for just about any size dog. And it's got a small porch on it with lattice work that you can decorate and, you know, gives your dog their own little piece of real estate out in the backyard.
We're spoiling our animals, aren't we?
Absolutely. Isn't that what they're there for?
Yes.
Absolutely. And you've decided that if the winner wants a dog one, they get the dog mansion. If the winner has a cat, they get the cat condo. And, of course, they'll have all kinds of time to qualify between now and September, the end of September, for the no-name giveaway. The top prize comes from Steps for Pets. If you want to look at it, head on over to animalradio.com. It's not the same one. We're going to keep the one that you see at animalradio.com. You're going to get a fresh, brand-new one. And we'll tell you in just a few minutes how to pick yours up. Jim, I appreciate everything you've done.
Hal, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Check it out, stepsforpets.com. There's more Animal Radio on the way. Stick around.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.
Do not adjust your station. That's not static. It's a dozen dogs who got the number 2 flea control product just 1 week ago, and they're already scratching away. Now hear this. Silence. The sound of a dozen dogs who used Frontline Plus 4 weeks ago. So which dogs would you rather have in a cramped radio booth with you?
Hey, give me back my shoe!
Frontline Plus. It's waterproof and kills fleas fast all month long. Say goodbye to fleas and ticks.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you've tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Final Smoke free trial offer is. Final Smoke is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of Final Smoke capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of Triple Trim Weight Loss, just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Final Smoke. Call 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Did you know that cloning your beloved pet doesn't mean you'll get two furry friends? In fact, chances of successfully cloning your pet is 0.04%. And if it worked, chances are your new friend would have cloning-related health problems. The cloning industry wants you to believe that for $50,000, you can duplicate your pet. Who's duping who? Don't be duped. Don't clone. Learn more at www.nopetcloning.org.
This is Animal Radio.
Network.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's just on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
And welcome back to Animal Radio on Animal Radio Network. And I want to welcome our second LA station, K-Big,
woohoo,
to the affiliate list of Animal Radio Network. We feel very honored. Thanks, guys, there at Clear Channel. Special guest on the phone with us, Chris Warren from, actually, Pets 911, the big cheese, the big dog, the CEO. Chris, how are you doing?
Well, they call me here the chief cat herder.
The chief cat herder.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
It's a tough job, and there's always one nut around that'll do it. I'm the one around here that'll do that. Listen, it's heating up out there. It's getting warm. We've got to take care of our animals. And I know that you guys are very involved in a campaign to let everyone know that it gets hot out this time of year because some people, after 20, 30,000 years of this same weather every time of the year, don't get it. It might be too hot for their pets, right?
Too hot for their pets, and it's, you know, just like the way you treat a child. And a lot of things go on this time of year. Also, with making sure you find out how to treat your pet in the heat, you can also find out a lot of people move this time of year. And one of the things we're doing on Pets 911, which I think most of your listeners know about, it's a partnership with 9,600 animal welfare groups across the nation.
Wow.
Is to teach people that when they move, they don't have to give up their pet as easily as a lot of them do.
Yeah, it blows me away how people sometimes will give up their animal like it wasn't a family member.
Oh, it's the most depressing thing. It's very depressing for them because, you know, in most instances, it is a family member. They're going to a new community, either they're rushed or they don't know how to find a place where there's pet-friendly housing. You know, it's just not easy. There's a lot of places that don't accept pets. So Pets 911, along with the Humane Society of the United States, Animal Planet, put up a whole section on pet-friendly housing and basically what to do this time of year when everyone's moving. So hopefully you can keep your pet. And if really terrible things happens and you have to get rid of your pet, the best way to do it, the groups closest to you that might be able to help you adopt it out, all the resources you need to make sure your pet's taken care of.
Yeah, I see you got the rental locator, the shelter locator, the vet locator. All of these are new to Pets 911. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, they're long-term partnerships, and they're a lot of work. So they're sort of new, but we highlight them at different times of the year because we know this is the biggest time of the year for moving.
Very good. Okay, so we head on over to the website, pets911.com or .org, or both, I guess.
Yeah, and I think it's just .com.
And we can type in exactly where we're moving to? Like, how, a zip code?
Just by zip code, and then you basically everything's pulled up by your zip code. So every animal welfare organization, I mean, you might be moving and you might want to adopt a new pet, and so all you do is put your zip code in and go to adopt. And you can find the pets that are easily adoptable in your community.
Now, do you find people use that as an excuse just to, they don't want to deal with their animal anymore? They say they're moving and they turn it into shelters. Do you think people will come up with a different excuse? Do you think people?
Well, the shelters are pretty cool. They push really hard back. They do everything humanly possible to try to get people to keep their pets. And a lot of shelters just won't take pets. So, you know, it's a better alternative than leaving them. You know, some people have left them at their house or in their backyard and don't have a proper way of giving the pet to someone who can take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly is giving them alternatives on how to keep their pet. And once they find a place, an apartment where they can move into and keep their pet, then they can have the time to find a home where they can give their pet a backyard.
It can get very discouraging looking and finding a lot of places that don't have pets. Would you say that the apartments or rentals that accept pets are increasing or decreasing now?
You know, the pressure of pet ownership, you guys know it by your radio show, is getting so, you know, immense that it's definitely increasing.
Good.
But, you know, it's still an education. It's still, we talk to a lot of apartment owners in building the database, and we push them really hard when they say they don't take pets because we say, you know, 81%, 62% of every family has a pet. And so you're just eliminating that big of a market share.
Yeah.
Amazing how fast they will change their mind if you give them those kind of numbers.
Uh-huh.
We appreciate what you guys have been doing over there at Pets 911. And if people want to learn more, of course, pets911.com is the web address. I'll go ahead and put it up there right now. In fact, I'm typing it in the computer right now onto animalradio.com.
Yeah, we want to keep doing things with you guys. You do a great job. If we can work together, maybe we can take that $5 million number of pets being euthanized.
I'd rather have the $5 million.
I'm all for that.
Yep.
Hey, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks.
Thank
you.
There's more Animal Radio on the way. Stick around.
You'd rather have the $5 million?
I'd help the animals with it if I did have $5 million.
Okay. Very good. All the information you heard today, boy, I'm tired. Go to animalradio.com. Information on how to hook up with the no-name giveaway and win those prizes there. All the guests that you heard today. All their information, their links at animalradio.com. Also, I want to thank Comfort Zone.
Book goes. By the end of the show, it's disappeared.
Everything disappears. Yes, and we lock the cats out, so you can't blame the cats.
Can't blame the cats on this one. Well, I'd like to there. Anyway, if you do get a pet this week, remember, first of all, don't go to a breeder. There's no need. Even if you want a breed-specific animal, you can go to a breed rescue. There are many. You can just go online and find out. Do a search from animalradio.com. How about that? If you do get an animal, remember to spay or neuter it.
Your pet.
There's too many animals out there that are being put to sleep simply because they have no home, and you can put an end to that. We certainly hope you do and learn more at animalradio.com. Have yourself a great week. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.